Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show on every night, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 10 or 11. You will hear on this show not political hype, not the big lie, nothing like that, but you will hear honest intellectual discourse and critical thinking in every way. I spoke yesterday, last night, about abortion and why I oppose it. I give my reasons, and today I want to go more deeply into the matter of why I oppose abortion, and I want to say before I begin that there are two camps on this issue of abortion. There are the camps that say it's a woman's right to choose, and we should respect that, and there's the other camp that says it's murder, and that's the end of it. For people who say it's murder depend on a Christian perspective or Jewish perspective. And quite clearly, it is murder. And as I said to someone today, if you had been aborted, you would not be here. So that's the bottom line. It's taking someone out of this world and putting them into a plastic cup, into a garbage can. I can't see it. I think Jesus' love is too great to allow this to happen. He cares about everyone from the beginning of their lives, from inception to the very last second of their life. He gives everybody that chance to be with him in heaven. So let me talk about abortion today, why I oppose it. The right of a woman to so-called reproductive freedom, which is now the law of the land, has become the kind of the calling card of the modern woman. The feminists say that no longer are women to be enslaved to the accidents of biology and the mastery of overbearing men. And with this right to so-called reproductive freedom comes, if it did not come before, the right to sexual freedom. The double standard is gone. Free and unfettered sexuality is here and now, since women no longer fear the burden and pain of childbirth and children as a result of the sexual act. So the issue is that reproductive freedom is on the make, and feminists say no longer are people, women to be enslaved to their bodies and men using their bodies. And with so-called reproductive freedom comes, I think, sexual freedom. And the double standard is gone, and wide-ranging sexuality is here, since women don't have to fear childbirth and children as a result of sex. I don't ascribe or agree with the virtually unbroken insights of some few to date to their right to reproductive freedom, even if it must follow that the right of all to do exactly what one wants, either sexually or otherwise, is either the desirable or the way to freedom and happiness. So I really disagree with the virtually unbroken insight of some few to date to reproductively wide-ranging sexual reproductive freedom, and even that the idea that it is the right of a woman or man to do exactly what one wants, sexually or otherwise, and to take a life as you wish. And I disagree that this is a way to freedom and happiness, this wide-ranging sexuality, which allows the children to be made and then to be taken. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's desirable. I don't think it's true freedom. With a little literary excess, Canada say to cover all, that may be said to be encompassed. This little talk I'm going to give can't cover all that may be said to be encompassed in the word freedom, reproductive, sexual, or otherwise. And let me suggest that freedom is not in just having wide-ranging sex and aborting a child, if you wish. Freedom lies not in doing what one pleases or wants, in this case, an abortion, or not having a child. True freedom lies not in doing what one pleases, but in a life of service to others, guided by hunger, but guided by love, and bringing with it, in train, a lively interest in our fellow human beings, all with the connection of the traditional family structure. So, true freedom does not lie in doing what you want sexually or taking the life of a child from your womb. That is not true freedom. True freedom is a life of service to others, girded by love and bringing with it a lively interest in our fellow human beings,
all within the context of the traditional family structure. What I suggest here is that sexual freedom, the right to choose, or reproductive freedom, the unfettered right to abortion, raises moral questions in my mind and heart and philosophical questions. First, simply put, we have to understand what is true freedom, which is what I just suggested. It's a life of service to others. It is not doing what you want. And I don't think the sexual freedom, the right to choose, or reproductive freedom, the unfettered right to abortion, raises moral questions in my mind and heart and philosophical questions. First, simply put, abortion at any stage, whether in the inception of pregnancy or in the third trimester, thinking clearly, deprives most assuredly and effectively a human, whether defined as potential or in the process of development or nascent, of her chance at life, or at least to have a full life. Abortion gets rid of people at the earliest stage. To say that it's not a person begs the question, because abortion, whether at the inception of pregnancy or in the third trimester or at the point of birth, deprives most assuredly and effectively a human, whether defined as potential in the process of development or of their chance for life. It is not anything that a seedling falls to the ground and it does not grow into a sapling and then a tree. Nothing is lost. There are many more seeds that will bear fruit. This evades the issue. This is the value. The issue is the value we attach to all human life and ourselves as well. We men and women are beings, have and share dreams, thoughts, and loves. We live, we love, we cherish, we reach out every day in some fashion to all who come our way. That is the issue. The issue is that the value that we attach to all human life and ourselves as well. We all share thoughts, dreams, and desires. We live, we love, we cherish, we reach in some fashion all who come our way. So abortion takes away that possibility of a great life, of greatness. If we ourselves never came into being, then we'd have to say, if you say that we have been the subject of an abortion and we never came into being, you'd have to say then there's no loss. States the truth, then we must conclude that we ourselves, in ourselves and others, have no value if we allow unfettered abortion. It is to say that we and any other person have no value, mean nothing but being put into a garbage can along with a lot of refuse. It's wonderful to see little children at play, but then imagine each little one put into nothingness and disposed of like excess garbage. It is fine for a woman to be with her new bounding child in maternal love and affection for the life she is given. It is sad that very life could well have been out to death before birth. This is the sad part of it. If we ourselves or anybody else never came into being because of an abortion, you'd have to say there is no loss. If this states the truth, then we must conclude that we ourselves, in ourselves and others, have no value if we allow unfettered abortion. It is wonderful to see little children at play, but then imagine each little one cut into nothingness and disposed of in a garbage can like excess refuse. Wonderful for a woman to be with her newborn abounding in maternal love and affection in the life she is given. It is sad that very life could or will have been taken before birth. Unfettered abortion as a right diminishes each one of us, knowing it could have been you and me and not caring. That's the bottom line. Unfettered abortion as a right, if you make it a right, diminishes each one of us and says we are all nothing and not caring that we are nothing. Unfettered abortion says we are all nothing. It's beyond religion, it's beyond philosophy. There is something in each person, however fragmentary and insignificant, that makes each of them something of greatness and relationship to all. So, the right of a spread unfettered abortion, let's look at what the real basis of unlimited abortion is, it's based on our society emphasis on individual freedom to please oneself at the expense of another. It's doing what you want. It's based on selfishness and egotism, aiming at some sort of personal fulfillment. If we allow the unborn to die, why not the old and handicapped, equally burdens on society? So that's the bottom line. The right to an unfettered abortion is really based on society's emphasis on doing and pleasing oneself at the expense of others. It is based on selfishness and egotism, doing what you want and getting what you want. If you allow the unborn to die, why not the old and the handicapped, equally burdens on society? The right of a woman or man to free sex is irrelevant. Reproductive and free sexual freedom are guises for devaluation of the person in the name of free sex. That's really what's going on. If we allow the unborn to die, why not the old and handicapped? Equally burdens on society. They mean nothing to you and me? The right of a woman or a man to free sex is not the point. Sexual freedom and reproductive freedom and having an abortion and the right to take a life are guises for the devaluation of the person in every way. As long as our society continues on its collision course of valuing doing what you want, then reproductive freedom is an illusion, chaining us to ourselves, to our egotism, to our selfishness and self-love. Reproductive freedom is the ultimate alienational device, binding us to our responsibility to care for others, where the only true freedom lies. As long as our society continues on a collision course of defining freedom of doing what you want and sexual freedom as having as much sex as you want, then this reproductive freedom, the right to have an abortion, if there's a right, changes us to our egotism, selfishness, self-love, and narcissism. Reproductive freedom, having an abortion anytime you want, is the ultimate alienation device, binding us to our responsibility to care for others, where only freedom can be found. True freedom seeks to connect, not cut off. True freedom choice of choice is the choice to serve. True freedom seeks to connect, not cut off, not to take life, but to nurture life. True freedom of choice is the choice to serve. True freedom values service and care for all, including the unborn, including the dying. There's nothing free in freedom. Everything has a price, including true freedom. Free abortion is based on promiscuity. It's based on doing what you want. It's based on alienation and animalistic behavior rather than responsibility and caring. Reproductive freedom makes us slaves of our desires, engines of our coldness, walking away from others, that unborn person, to outer darkness. Why am I opposed to abortion? My answer is that when I see that little child in the playground, I see something of myself, and I set a value on myself. Should I not see the same value in others and not choose to discard another person because they're getting in the way of what I want to do? The right to free choice enslaves us all. The so-called right to free choice is not freedom. It enslaves us all since it's based on cold, hard selfishness in the name of an easy and personal doing what you want. The right to an abortion degrades us all because it says we are all nothing. That is the reality. It degrades us and pulls all of us down because to do what you want and take the life of another says that person and we are all nothing. It is really one step to hell. That is as much as I want to say about abortion tonight and why I oppose it. I think you should take the chance to read my book, the chapter, Why I'm Against Abortion, in Essays on the Christian Worldview and Others. And it's found on pages 4, 5, and 6 of that book. I gave my reasons for opposing abortion. The reasons are good ones. And I suggest you think about it, okay? Thank you very much.